Cerebral satire contains strong language and thoughts that may offend. If you are easily offended, don't fucking bother listening to it.
It was right for you to run.
Welcome to Cerebral Satire, everybody. This is episode number 24. No Wayne this week, right, Ant?
No little Wayne this week, but instead you got me and the Vampster.
Yep, you may get me and Wayne later in the week, guys, depending on what's going on, what we're going to talk about. Or Wayne and I might just do a different podcast this week. We're not really sure what's going on. A lot of changes going on in the DSJNP world, right, Ant?
Rightio. But you've just returned from a cabin, so tell us about your cabin excursion.
I was supposed to leave on Monday, and I got there on Sunday. So Sunday morning I got up, went to work at 4, got off work around 12. And then what did I do? Oh, I was just playing. I was just playing it by ear, kind of, just being like, yeah, maybe I'll go, maybe I won't go, whatever, maybe not, whatever. And then I was just like, fuck it, I want out. Normally, that's what happens. Normally, when I get ready to go on vacation, I normally leave the day before just because I'm like, I just want to start my vacation, you know?
Yeah, you do get a little bit itchy feet, don't you? Like, I do, just before a holiday.
Yeah, and I'm the person that packs the night before. And I have all my stuff set out. I have the clothes I'm going to travel in. I have everything ready to go. So, like, wow. I walked in the house. My entire house was cleaned.
I know. I spoke to you last. That was the last time I spoke to you. And you was tidying your house.
Yep. I clean my house before I go. Yep. I clean my house before I go on holiday.
I get so annoyed if the house is untidy and I come home after a holiday.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I came home, dude, and everything was spotless. It was so nice. I took all my dirty clothes, threw them in the washer. I went and got some. I brought all my luggage in, whatever, dropped all my clothes off, whatever. Did all my stuff. I tidied up from my traveling. Went out, got all new food, restocked my refrigerator. And what did I do? Oh, yeah. Popped a beer, sat on my couch, and enjoyed the rest of my vacation. That's what I did.
Sounds perfect. What was the weather like at the Cabin of Love?
Fucking rained every goddamn... Why are you calling it the Cabin of Love?
Because it is. It's the Cabin of Love.
There's no love going on. Well, I think two of my friends fucked while they're at the cabin this week. That was neat.
No fucking for you.
No fucking for me. That's okay, though.
What sort of wildlife at the cabin?
Bears.
Bears.
Yeah, there's bears. There's bears up in those heels. Up in their heels.
Fuck a bear.
No bear fucking. Bears, birds, cats, dogs. I mean, normal stuff. I guess bears aren't that normal, are they? No. Anyway.
Not really.
It rained almost every day at the cabin. It literally rained almost every day. My whole plan of walking the 5-mile trail every day and then going into Helen every day and then doing this and doing that every day, it all just fucking went to shit, huh?
Going into where?
Oh, Helen. There's this like little touristy village.
Helen.
Right up the street. Helen. They call it Helen, Georgia. That's the name of the town.
That's a woman's name. You're saying you're going into Helen.
Yeah, I'm going into Helen.
I thought that was a euphemism.
No. I wish that was a euphemism. No. So that's pretty much, I didn't really do much. The first night, my high school friend Mary came by. She stayed at the cabin for a couple days with me. The second night, I was deadly sick. I got so sick.
Drunk sick or sick?
No,
sick?
I don't think I ever told you about this. I have a gallbladder problem. My brother had
I have.
My brother just had to recently had his gallbladder removed, and I have a gallbladder problem too. Anyway, so I ended up smoking a little bit too much cigars, too many cigars, and my gallbladder fucking hit me my gallbladder and my pancreas and my liver, and decided to put me up on the couch for a day. So the one day that I was there that it didn't rain, the most beautiful day of them all, was Tuesday, and I was sick the whole day. I was on the couch the whole day.
Another excuse not to walk again.
Pretty much. So I got that
did
going
you take
on.
Your bike?
I did not take my bike because the trails that are around there, you can't really bike. They're that traily. Traily. I sound like Wayne now. They're that traily. They're that hardcore of a trail where you can't bike on them.
So tell me about the party. Was it a good party?
It was a good party. You saw the did you see my blog?
No, not yet.
See my blog. It was
DSJMP.com.
There you go. It was a family party. It was like a family get together. Where it was all of my original friends that I moved to Atlanta and met. These are like my first sets of friends that I made on my own. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't meet them through school. I didn't meet them through my brother and sister. I didn't meet them through like cousins or whatever, or other friends. These are my first friends where I moved down to Atlanta. Oh my God, 15 years ago now, you know, and I met them, and now they're my family. They're my family. So we, the first night we played a little bit of games, and then the second day everyone got up a little bit late. We all slept in. We got up a little bit late on Saturday, and we went into Helen. I was coming into Helen, and we walked around for a minute. We found some food. We ate some food. It was pretty good. A little expensive, but you know, that's what you get when you go to a tourist trap. Ate some food, and then we went, and my friend Amy and I got tattoos.
You got a tattoo?
I got a new tattoo.
Oh God!
I haven't put it on the website yet.
Is it half of a love heart, and she got the other half?
No.
In the middle, it says BFFs forever.
No, she is. I consider her a sister of mine. It is a tattoo of the daughter they lost.
Not a fixed picture.
It just says her name was Lizzie.
Freaky.
Her name was Lizzie, but they called her Lulu. So I got a tattoo on the back of my tricep that says Lulu, and it looks like paintbrush strokes, so it looks like someone painted the tattoo on me, and then she got Lulu on her wrist.
That's nice.
Really cool. It was really cool, honestly. It was
because I don't care if you're dead or living. Mm-hmm. Don't ever get a picture of a face. Mm-mm. On your body, because they look freaky.
They do look bad. They don't look right. No. Yeah. Not a face.
With time, they get even worse.
Yeah, I'll put it on the website, guys. I've just been holding it back a little bit. It's on my Facebook page. So for those of you guys who are Facebook friends with me, you guys have probably already seen it already. But I really liked it. I forgot how much I like getting tattoos.
How many tattoos have you got?
I've got four now.
Four. That's your full.
Yeah. Now I want to get a sleeve.
God,
it's a pretty extreme, isn't it? So that was really fun. It was her first tattoo, so she was pretty nervous, excited about it.
I'd be very nervous.
It's not that big of a deal, really. She, you know,
yeah, but I can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery if I've got tattoos.
Oh my goodness, really? You're not Jewish. You're not gonna be buried in a Jewish cemetery anyway.
I know, but I want to be buried in a Jewish cemetery.
No, you don't.
Just for a laugh.
Why? What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
Well, why not?
Because you're not Jewish?
Yeah, but they don't know that.
Yes, they do, actually. Your middle name is Vigilante. You're not Jewish. It's not like Steinbrenner or something.
My middle name isn't Vigilante.
Well, that's what everybody knows you by.
That's my stage name.
Well, that's fine for us. Ha, joke, ha ha, laughter. Yes, I know your middle name's not really Vigilante. Fucking Christ.
You don't want to know my middle name.
Okay. Well, then what's your middle name?
Albert.
it's like Wayne.
Yeah.
Albert.
Anthony Albert Hayes.
Anthony Albert Hayes. All right, Albert. Yeah, so, and then we just kind of hung out and for the rest of the weekend. We played that big-ass game that I did put on my blog on DSJNP.com. And it's a game called Fortune and Glory, and it took us 5.5 hours to play.
Cool, that's a marathon.
Yeah, it is a marathon. So, and then after that, we ate dinner, and then we played Cards Against Humanity, Quelf. All we did was sit around and play games pretty much all weekend.
Cards Against Humanity is awesome.
It was just fucking awesome. It was nice to be around my family and there wasn't anything that we were looking to do. We just sat inside and played cards and ate food and drank and just had fun. That's all we did. Everyone just relaxed, dude. Fucking awesome. It was amazingly awesome. I have to say, was amazingly awesome. And so we're gonna add her food blog to the website, because she is a very popular food blog. And I met a woman at a restaurant. Hopefully it'll be a woman that I met at a restaurant. Well, she is a woman, but
what's her name? Jeff.
Her name's Brittany. And we'll be.
Oh my God.
What?
That is a fucking horrible name.
It's a typical American name.
Oh, babe.
Not Britney Spears, asshole. Your name's Britney. Actually, you would really dig her, dude. She's really fucking cool. She's a waitress at a restaurant here in Atlanta that we Battle and Brew.
Was she the waitress at your restaurant?
Yeah.
So she was just being nice to you, so she gets a big tip.
No, she's friends with my friend.
Okay.
My friend's been going to that to this Battle and Brew restaurant since like it's been in inception. It's a geek restaurant. So you walk in and it's got like geek shit all over the place. It's fucking bad. If you live in Atlanta or you listen to Atlanta, go to fucking Battle and Brew. It's in Roswell, Georgia. It is right off of Roswell Road. On Wednesday tonight, they do geek trivia.
Fucking giving them a plug. If they want a plug, they give me some money.
Well, we're going to add Brittany. She Twitch streams.
She's
a gamer. She Twitch streams.
I literally have no fucking idea what that is.
Twitch is when you can broadcast your gaming and talk to other people while you do it. So they watch
that
you.
Sounds horrendous.
They watch you play a game. Wow, you sound horrendously old right now.
I fucking read a story today, which we was going to use. Mm-hmm. I was going to put it across. Fucking little Chinese men, they're hiring escorts to sit with them whilst they play computer games.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Have you heard about the new thing that they do that the Japanese people do? They watch people eat?
They're crazy.
They literally watch people eat. That's all. It's not preparing food. It's not like Food Network or any other food channel that teaches you how to make the food or get you interested in making food. All you do is watch them eat huge amounts of food, and people pay them to. Why are we talking about this? I'm saying this is a
Brittany.
This is
wants to suck you off.
No, I didn't say that. Fuck, I did not say that.
Brittany plays computer games.
She plays computer games. She plays computer games. She plays PlayStation 4. She plays all kinds of games. Anyway, so she works at a bar that is essentially it's a geek bar. That's what it is. They have a steampunk lounge. They have an awesome restaurant section. They have a bar area. They have great food, fantastic food. Holy fuck, dude, you'd love this place. And then they have gaming everywhere. So they have 15 PCs, I think, set up in the middle around these round tables, these huge-ass fucking round tables. And then they have one area up in the corner that's got these big-ass fucking screen TVs, and you can play Xbox, PlayStation, Wii, whatever you want. Pretty much anything you want. And then the other area is the same thing, except it's on bigger. They're on projection screens instead of just big-ass
TVs.
Can I just
go to the bar?
Yeah, you can go to the bar. Yeah, you can just sit at the bar, dude. It's fine.
I'll see you boys in a few hours.
Yeah,
I'll
that's fine. Go ahead, go to the bar. We'll sit with the girls and play video games. That's cool.
Yeah, and play fucking Minesweep or whatever it is. not Minesweep. What's it called?
You're so fucking old right now.
What's
You're
it called?
So old. Minecraft.
Minesweep's the free one that you used to get in the 1990s.
You're so old right now. You're so old, it hurts my soul. That's how old you are. So yeah, so she works at a place, so I'm hoping to add her. We're going to add her to the website too. Let her, you guys follow her on Twitch and talk to her and all that good stuff. Twitch is actually really cool if you're looking to buy a game. So if you're looking to buy a game, it'll show you what the game's like before you buy. That's what I use it for. Plus, there's a lot of hot girls on there that play video games, so it's always good. Anyway, Britt, hey, have you, trying to get off subject or anything, and I know this is a long intro. Have you seen that new thing that girls do that shave the sides of their heads?
No.
You haven't seen that? You haven't seen it? That's not a big thing?
Like you said, I'm fucking old, boss. So I don't know. I haven't seen any girls with shaved heads.
Yeah, that's like a big thing. I don't know if it's just in the U.S. It's sort of, but it's not really, because they have their top of their hair. They have like all their hair on top. So it's like, I don't really know how to describe it. It's fucking sexy as hell, man. I'm not going to lie, dude. It's sexy as fuck.
Not for me.
You don't like the whole shaved head thing?
Fuck no.
I'll try to find something.
Do you know what I think when women have shaved heads?
Yeah. What?
I think, have they got leukemia?
It's not a completely shaved head.
No,
it's
even
like,
a little bit. You'd think, is she having chemo and it's falling out a little bit?
Honestly, I think you'd like it. I really think you'd like it.
Apologies to any women.
Guys, if you guys like the women's new style where they shave like part of their head or half their head or whatever, I'm really digging it. A lot of girls in that geek bar were and Battle and Brew were doing it. Super fucking sexy. I love it. I absolutely love it. I think it's very hot. Now that I've gone on my tangent, that's all I did on the weekend and read books. I read lots of books. I read comic books. I read Game of Thrones. I read tons of stuff. And I came up with a bunch of new ideas for podcasts. So coming soon.
Right. There you go.
It was really a long intro. Ant, how was your week, man?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. We're going on holiday next week, as we talked about last week. So went out on the boat. Again.
Are you on the boat? Well, that's twice,
The boat's up here now, so the boat's up this side of the country now, so we can take it out whenever we want. Yeah, St. George's Day this weekend, isn't it?
What is that? I don't know what that is. What is it?
What?
I don't know what that is. What is it?
Well, St. George's Day?
I don't know what that is. What is it?
That's our national day.
Your national day for what?
What do you mean? What's St. Patrick's Day?
Just a holiday? Why?
It's the fucking national day of Ireland, isn't it? St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
And St. George's Day is the national day for Britain.
Oh.
For England, rather.
Well, we do St. Patrick's Day. I don't know why we
do St.
Patrick's
Day. St. Patrick's Day because we just want to get pissed.
Yeah, evidently.
But English people do St. George's Day.
So what do you guys do? What's a tradition you do on St. George's Day?
Fuck all, because we don't do fucking... We're so...
Nothing?
We hate our own country so much. That we don't. It's not even a holiday over here.
It's not a holiday.
It's not even a
so
fucking holiday.
So the banks aren't even closed anymore.
So our national day is not even a holiday. That's how fucking British people are. It's fucking ridiculous, honestly.
That's awesome.
So basically it's about a bloke called George and he killed a dragon.
What?
He killed a dragon.
He did not kill a fucking dragon.
Well, I don't think it was literally killed a dragon.
All right, thank you.
Well, the fable goes that he did kill a dragon. So that's why England have, like some of the flags have dragons on and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's more of a metaphor.
Okay.
So maybe he was a crusader who killed some people. And
some
so
metaphor
for... Like he slayed the dragon. But,
gotcha.
But yeah, so it's St. George's Day. British don't care about it. Americans don't know about it. So let's start the show.
All right, let's start the show.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends. Who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean, gross. Look. She's just so black.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. That when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get...
Hell yeah, I do. I like big butts too. You like big butts, Sant?
Yeah, I'm partial to a bum.
To a bum? Partial to your bum.
I like a bum.
Well, this isn't about big butts. This is something
you
else.
Call them fannies over there, which is really weird.
No, we don't. We call them butts, asses,
no, but
badonkadonks.
What's a fanny in America?
Ass.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ass.
An ass.
Arf. Whereas a fanny over here is a vagina.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. So we say, I want to lick your fanny.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It doesn't mean I want to lick your ass.
Yeah. I got to be careful when I go over there, then. Yeah. This woman at Sim, this is from Rocks, Up Rocks,
can I touch
Web Culture.
Your fanny? Oh, no, you fucking can't.
You can. This woman attempted to live a porn fantasy with 25 men, and it didn't go very well. Advice columns are often full of sex questions everyone has already read. Should I try a threesome? Is my girlfriend cheating on me? How can I talk dirty when it grosses me out? But then there comes a letter that's so perfectly novel that you can't imagine that it's actually real. One such letter arrived to the mailbag of Dear Colleen, the Mirror's resident expert on all things related to sex and love. It played out like this. Dear Colleen. I have been really stupid. I went to a party recently and got very drunk and had sex with all the guys there. There was a porn on TV, and stupidly, I decided to copy it. Now I've discovered that I'm pregnant. None of the men wore any condoms. I don't know what to do about the baby, but I don't think it's sensible to continue with the pregnancy. I obviously have no idea who the father is. He could be any of one of 25. I feel very ashamed.
Fucking hell.
Let's stop right there before we read Colleen's answer on this, okay? This girl recently went to a party and got very drunk. Okay, fine. Everyone gets drunk at a party. It's what parties are for,
yeah,
right?
I've got very drunk at parties pretty much every time I go to a party.
All right. And then she said there was a porn on TV. How many parties have you gone to and there's been a porn on the TV?
A couple.
Really? A couple?
Probably, I could count it, like one or two.
When you were younger?
Yeah, like when you're a bit young.
Like high school, college? College?
I don't know what that means.
High school, university?
18, 19.
So probably, yeah, okay. We're both high school. That could be high school or college. I don't think I've ever been to a party with the porn was on TV. I'm trying to think.
There weren't no women watching them.
Of course not. Of course not. If you go to a party and there's porn on the TV, there's probably not that many women at the party.
Probably not a single vagina inside.
Right? And then so she got drunk and then decided to copy the porn? Like she didn't already have a fantasy beforehand? Is that what she's trying to portray here?
She's just a dirty slug.
And then none of the men wore condoms. That's not
none
smart.
Of them. That's, 25 yeah, men.
I don't buy
you
that at all.
You fucked 25 men in one go. Some people don't reach that in their lifetime.
I probably will not reach that in my lifetime.
You've done it in one night. You're a dirty hussy. You deserve that. That baby doesn't deserve to live because of what you are.
This is my thing. My thing is, are you telling me out of 25 guys, none? She said none of them wore condoms. I find that very hard to believe.
I don't.
None of them? One of those guys is going to be wearing a condom.
No.
You don't think, really?
No.
I find that, I don't know. I don't find that hard to believe
at all.
So this is what the amount of times
I've in my single days I'd go to a girl's place.
How many?
Have a drink and you'd say during the night, like, I ain't having sex without a condom, blah blah blah. You know, once you get down to it, you're in there, mate.
But okay, that's okay. I understand that if it's you and one other person, okay, I get that. You have that connection. You're just in that moment. I get that. But if you're a guy, not all 25 of those guys are going to be able to fit in the room at once, first of all, okay?
No, they're probably taking it in turns, aren't they?
Yeah, but if you're taking it in turns...
They were having a wrestling match. They were tagging each other in and everything.
If you're a dude and you're thinking about this, I'm thinking all these other fuckers have diseases. I'm putting on a condom. Okay. First of all, I'm not going to be involved in this at all. Not at all. Okay. Because this could turn into a gang rape very quickly, and I don't want to be associated with that at all. Okay.
Plus, I think she was pretty up for it.
Oh yeah, evidently she was up for it. But I'm just saying, it's just gross. It's gross to me. I don't want another dick that close to me. Okay. Let's get that straight first.
I personally think this all the time, but she should have bought the baby depending on.
Absolutely.
How
I agree
it
with
is.
That. Yeah.
You know, if she's like that, what's that? She's going to bring the child. She's going to be a poor parent no matter what.
I totally get she's an adult. She could do what she wants. If that's one of her fantasies, that's one of her fantasies. She lived it out. That's fine.
She likes cock.
But at least have the decency to make all your guys wear condoms or get. You can set this up.
Give us another one.
So gross.
I can't hear. There's one in my mouth right now.
Here's what Uproxx says. There's two lessons here. One, always use protection. Two, never try to emulate porn at home. If there's anything we've learned from every documentary about the sex business that's out there, it's that these people are professionals who know what they are doing, but perhaps not everyone has Netflix. Colleen hits back. This is what Colleen says with some tough answers. You need to look at how much you're drinking and the people you're hanging out with. I would 100% agree with Colleen on that.
Why does she... No. I disagree slightly there.
What?
Why does she need to evaluate the people she's hanging around with? The people she's hanging around with having cocks. Cocks do a lot of talking. Cocks will go.
Are you telling me
is.
If you walk
she
into a party,
needs to stop being a fucking dirty slut?
If you're telling me if you walk into a party and some girl is fucking taking all the guys onto the party, you're gonna join in?
I'm saying a lot of people will.
I'm not saying a lot of people. I asked, what are you gonna do?
I'd probably be absolutely disgusted at what
too.
I'm looking at.
And you would probably turn around and walk out, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be hanging around for a while.
Fuck no. No, because whoever... First of all...
But Colleen's saying you need to look at the people you're hanging around with. Yeah. No.
I agree.
You need to be looking at yourself.
Well, yeah, I agree with that too.
In a big fucking mirror.
I totally agree with that too.
A big fucking mirror.
I totally agree with that too. It also makes me angry that not one guy at the party tried to put a stop to it and consider how you were feeling the next day. I would agree with that as well.
No, because I'd just walk out. If there's 25, what are you going to do? 25 men?
Well, at least you can say something.
And I bet she was loving it. You can see a little smile on a little Chevy Chase. That's London rhyming slang for you, for face.
You can't change what happened. Hopefully, you've learned your massive lesson.
Oh,
you need to stop beating yourself up over it and focus on what to do next. Speak to your doctor about STI tests, as well as your options for the pregnancy. I think you need counseling to talk about what happened, whether you want to keep the baby. Naturally, you feel bad about what happened, but the important thing is to learn from it and move on. I would agree with that.
See, I think she was a bit too softy. I'd go for a hard-edged approach. Stop being a dirty slag. That's the approach that I go with. And I do host a show similar to this called Intimate AIDS, mm-hmm. where we give out advice like this. And that would be my advice for you today. Stop being a dirty bitch. So you can listen to the old episodes of Intimate AIDS, and we'll be doing some new ones.
I 100% disagree with Ant. Not 100%. I don't 100% disagree with you. Absolutely, she needs to like not try to copy porn, because that's not a good idea in any relationship unless you know what you're doing.
Copying porn's fine. Depends what it is.
No.
If you're copying the Kama Sutra,
are you telling me? Okay, so if a BSMD was on the TV, she was going to copy that? I mean,
She's just a dirty bitch. She just wanted cock.
I disagree. She's a dirty bitch. She had a fantasy.
Was hungry.
She had a fantasy.
That's fucking some fantasy.
She had a fantasy. Hey, she had a fantasy. Okay, she had a fantasy. She wanted to live out her fantasy. Granted, she didn't go around the best way to do it. If you're gonna do that, you're gonna want to get the guys tested. You're gonna want to set up this thing. You're not gonna want to be drunk when you do it, or maybe you will be drunk when you do it. But at least you'll be safe if you set it up right. But yeah, absolutely. You gotta abort the baby, right? I mean, come on.
Again, depends how far gone it's gone.
Yeah.
But if she's clearly not a great person,
she needs to look at her.
If you're taking 25 cocks at once, you're not going
to
be a good mum.
She definitely needs
to
look at
a good role model.
Look at her life. She definitely needs to look at her life and do some reevaluating.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the waiting room for the fucking paternity test?
Yeah.
25 fucking guys. Can you imagine a doctor's face? 25 fucking guys walk in.
Well, I mean,
Jesus Christ.
It is what it is, dog. All right, moving on to the next one.
What a slag.
Woohoo! I'm a college man. I won't need my high school diploma anymore. I am too smart. I am too smart. I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-R-T.
All right, Ant, why is Homer so smart?
This is a story about a skier who had an accident on the slopes. That's not a funny thing at all.
No, not at all. But Sonny Bono. But
she woke up after a brain injury a genius.
It's from mirror.co.uk.
Yep. So the unnamed woman was diagnosed with Savant syndrome, which I've never really heard of, following the crash, an extremely rare condition which leaves people with amazing musical, artistic, or mathematical abilities.
Amazing.
Wow. A skier has developed incredible mental abilities after suffering a brain injury during a massive crash on the slopes. There are only about 50 reported cases of this worldwide. And in an essay written for USA Online magazine, Oxalane, I believe it's called, the young woman said she suffered the injury during a family ski vacation. About halfway down the hill at speed that was definitely too fast on a hill that was turning icy quick, I caught an edge and went flying, she said. I blacked out when I hit. And the reason I know this, because my brother was crouched next to me and before he had been to the top of the hill. So that's incredible, isn't it?
It's amazing. I'm reading this.
So a doctor later diagnosed her with suffering from a mild concussion. But she quickly realized that her new abilities, when her vision, perception, and memory of things began to change drastically. It was like I could see, though not in the literal sense, because I was still having issues with vertigo. As well as this weird disconnect between what I was seeing and what my brain was processing, she said. I could remember everywhere, like flicking through pages of a book, every place I've ever been to, but especially the buildings. The woman is one of a tiny number of people to wake up following a brain trauma with Savant syndrome. Some reports believe that condition is caused by the right side of the brain compensating for injury to the left side. Mm. In the weeks after the accident, she suffered from vertigo and she said that she felt weird disconnect between what I was seeing and what my brain was processing. She eventually admitted to a hospital for further testing, but initially left doctors baffled. The woman said that she could remember everywhere she had been with incredible accuracy and draw near perfect pictures of the buildings. She said that she had told her neurologist.
Yes.
Fucking hell, I need a skiing accident, that she could remember too much. She was finally diagnosed with acquired Savant syndrome following a year of testing. Wow.
God damn.
That's incredible. I think I might need a skiing accident.
Yeah, for real. Can I get one of those?
But not like Michael Schumacher's.
What do you want? Yeah, not Michael Schumacher's. Where? What do you want? What power do you want?
I like the cleverness, but I think I'm clever enough at the minute. Mm-hmm. I think I'm quite clever. Mm-hmm. I think I am. Maybe a difference.
So what would you want?
I don't know. Because I don't know. Because it's got to be something in the brain. I could say like superpowers, but that's not even possible, is it? So I'm trying to think of something that's maybe something like musical, like could be able to play any instrument.
That would be so cool.
That would be pretty cool. And that apparently is part of this Savant syndrome.
I think I would want to speak every language.
That would be fucking awesome.
I'm pretty sure that's what it would be.
I went into a kebab shop, right?
Yeah.
On Saturday. I went out on Saturday with a couple of weeks. First time in a long time.
Yeah.
And I went out and I went into a kebab shop after. I went, what you got? I was very drunk.
I'm sure you were.
I went, what you got? Because it was late, because they're closing down. And they went like, well, this. I said, give me it. Like that. And then they were talking in their language. I was like, I bet they're calling me a cunt.
It's because you are a cunt.
I know, but I was like, what are you saying?
You did not do this. Did you really do this?
Yeah, I did, yeah. What are you saying? It's like, I'm just saying, like, you cook some more chips. I was like, no, you weren't, were you? It was definitely, he was ripping into me. Probably fairly so.
You think? I would say fairly so.
To know what he was saying.
Well, I mean, what was he speaking? Farsic?
Turkish.
It's
a kebab shop.
The fuck am I supposed to know that? I find it...
Where'd kebabs come from?
I don't know.
Turkey.
Anybody can make a kebab shop, right?
Well, I suppose.
Yeah,
it could have been a Polish man. Yeah, I don't. Oh my God. There's enough of them over here.
I think any language would be really cool. Mathematical skills would be fucking amazing, though.
Nah, I hate maths.
Yeah, but if you knew it, if you knew all of it, if you just woke up from a sleep and you just knew all of it all of a sudden, like you
boring
could do all
fuck.
The math, oh, it'd be so awesome. It'd
be like
dude.
Looking at fucking Matrix.
But it wouldn't be because you'd be so. You'd be figuring shit out and helping the earth and fucking people. And
helping the earth with my maths.
It's amazing.
Fuck maths.
Fucking amazing.
Fuck maths.
But I don't know. Being able to tell what the hell half those chicks on All Wine Aside are saying would be nice. They talk a lot of French a lot. And I don't know what they're saying. I'm trying to think what else. What else?
Je ne sais quoi?
Perfect
Je
memory? Sais quoi? Would you want a perfect memory? Like a photographic memory? I don't know if I would want that.
A dead memory? No. I wouldn't.
I don't know. I'm thinking about.
I'm good with directions. I think I'm really good with directions. So like, I could go somewhere once with directions.
Yeah.
And I could remember it again.
Yeah, me too. I can do that too.
I'm pretty good with that.
Yeah.
But other than that, my memory is pretty poor.
I'm good at because I use landmarks so much for my directions.
Is that like Google Maps?
No, like if I turn, like let's say I'm driving to your house, right? And
there's a chip shop. There's a church on the right.
Correct. Yeah, there's like a church. I have to turn right at the church. Okay, that's where I go. Boom. Turn right at the church. Although I think that power is dwindling more and more because I use my Google Maps more and more now.
Yeah.
I should stop doing
that. I think people are getting fucking lazier.
Definitely,
man.
Not
everything.
Think, how many phone numbers did you used to know when you were a kid? Fucking
Fuck
thousands.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
I remember. See, this is crazy. I can remember my telephone number from when I was a kid living in London.
Yeah, because you had to. You had to know your telephone number.
Yeah, because you had to remember it. And how I remembered it was, I fucking remember even doing it. God, this is literally 25 years ago. And I got a little bit of paper and I wrote down the number once and then just copied it, like done lines with my number. So to this day, 0181 984 9117.
Oh, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Well, no, because that 0181's not London anymore. It's 020. It's like completely changed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So yeah. So if you want to call up my old phone number, 020-984-9117. So yeah,
like
I'm
remember a couple
numbers now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Horrible. I remember a couple phone numbers. I remember a couple addresses I had when I was a kid, like the main address I had when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I could still get to all my houses, even from here. I could drive here. I could drive from here and get to all my old houses.
Yeah. I
just by landmarks. Just by landmarks. And even if the landmarks change a little bit, I can still get around. It's weird.
Yeah, I could definitely.
But
a
photographic.
I wanted to talk about this thing as well because about 10 years ago I was listening to a radio and there was a woman who had a brain accident because sometimes a brain you can have these sort of like she was come out of a coma and it changed her voice.
Oh, she had,
this happens quite often.
She had a different accent.
She had a different accent.
Yes.
Apparently, this is actually quite common.
It is. It is common.
That,
yep.
Of people that come out of comas. And she was, bless her, I think her name was Maureen or something like that. She was a little 90, little British woman. You should think of a little white little British woman.
Yeah.
Eating tea and crumpets on a weekend, watching the Queen.
Watching the
and
Queen.
And she'd come out of this coma with a Jamaican accent.
Yeah, yeah. There was one that came out in the America that she had a Swedish accent.
See, they've
so
done
weird, and everyone thinks they're faking it.
Yeah, but they're not. They've done an interview. Done an interview with this woman.
She was talking like a Jamaican roster,
and they went like, "So what?" Because you're looking at this little old woman, uh-huh. And they went to her like, "So do you? What do you think of it?" And she went, "I don't like it, man. I don't like it. Fuck it.
I don't like it at all.
She don't like it, man.
It's not my cup of tea."
Exactly.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think it'd be cool to be like, remember all your girlfriends naked.
What?
If you have a photographic memory, wouldn't it be neat to remember all your girlfriends naked? Like you don't remember all your girlfriends naked, but if you had a photographic memory, you would.
Why would you want to?
I don't know. Beat off one day, go through all your Rolodex.
The fuck's
never know. What if you had a photo? What if you woke up with a photographic memory and you could remember every single porn you ever watched in your entire life?
But what good is that doing for me?
It helps you beat off. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Like, even if I beat off once a day, that's power is going to help me for like 1 minute a day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
1 minute a day.
Fair enough. I'm trying to think what I mean. Like a different accent would be cool, but everyone thinks you're a liar, so it's not that cool.
I think I'd
the language thing is.
I'd go for an American accent. I think.
Well, you could do an American accent now.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
It's much easier for Britons to do American accents than it is for Americans to do British accent. It's much
easier.
Why
don't you just try and do an English accent?
I haven't done one in so long. It's been
so long.
Go on,
try it. And don't do fucking posh.
I can't.
What?
I can't do it.
Do it.
What does Wayne say all the time? Dude, I can't. I can do Scottish. Scottish is much better. My Scottish is pretty good.
Hello, my name is Devil Vamp.
Hello, my name is Devil Vamp. Hello. I'm trying to do a little Amy. Hello, my name is Devil Vamp. Hello, Vamp. That's what she
says. Come on, in an English accent, now.
I can't.
Stalling on a show.
I'm not stalling. I can't do it.
Try it.
Hello, Governor. How are you?
why the Governor? Why?
I don't know.
Is that like when I go, howdy, y'all?
That's exactly what it is. I don't know why. I don't know why I said that. I don't know. Oh, God. I can't even. I have to watch like some movies or whatnot. I can't do.
Next week, perfect it. Next week's show.
All right.
Show 25.
I'll watch some movies.
Because it's 25 and it's a special show.
I need to watch Trainspotting.
The first 5 minutes of show 25, because it's little landmark.
I'm not guaranteeing this at all.
First 5 minutes, I'll do American, Wayne do American, and you'll do British.
Can Wayne do anything else other than what he does?
We're gonna find out. Okay. For show 25, special show.
All right, yeah,
there you go.
Write that down. All right, moving on. I want to be able to talk all the languages anyway. Moving on, let's go.
What,
you guys ready for this? It's Ants Movie Reviews.
It's my what? Movie reviews?
It's your movie reviews.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
So anyway, I've seen Sex Lies of Potato Men.
Yeah, where did this come from? Sex Lies of the Potato Men.
This was asked for me. This is one of the ones that was got asked of me. It was asked of me by Roxy Trudel.
At Rox, R-O-X underscore T-R-U-D-E-L, guys. Rox Trudel on Twitter.
So I'm calling her Roxy or whatever.
Roxy. Roxy's fine. Roxy's cute. Sexy. Roxy? I like that. Sexy Roxy.
Roxanne!
Roxy, sexy. Yeah.
But anyway. All right. So she made me watch this movie.
Okay.
And so yeah, I went to cinema set.
Okay. What's it about? I've never seen this movie, so what's it about?
All right. Here's my movie review on this one. Not very happy about this. But anyway, so this is Sex Lives of the Potato Men. So there's these two geezers. One was in the office. One was in the office as this little skinny one. Yeah.
Which
the one that no one can remember his name.
Oh, the guy from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, he's in Game of Thrones as well.
Yes. Yes.
But, yeah, him, And the other one is a fat northern comedian, right? They are potato men, which they sell potatoes and stuff. Right?
Okay.
Now, it's obvious looking at the two of them, who eats all the fucking profits out of the two of them? One of them's fucking huge, right? So this is about their sex lives, which again, you know, when you look at the two of them, it's quite obvious that, you know, the pair of them look like Devil Vamp and Wayne, for fuck's sake. So you know it's not going to be 50 Shades of fucking Grey.
Fuck you.
So they go around banging dirty old bitches with spider webs on their snatches, which is bad enough. But what's worse is that a film about sex and that tagged with an 18 certificate, you sort of leave the cinema feeling ill and robbed that you don't even see any decent nudity at all.
At all?
At all. They swear a lot, though. They move their asses up and down. And Jesus Christ, you don't really want to see that after once.
So what's the point? What's the point?
Well, it's about their sex lives. So that's, you know.
That's it?
Yeah, but just don't watch it with a family member. In fact, just don't watch it at all because it's fucking awful.
It's fucking awful.
The script is like a fucking 12-year-old had written it after they'd just seen a Carry On movie. The directing is more clunky than fucking Devil Vamp's cock. It'd certainly have more fun. I'll tell you what, get two fucking potatoes. Get two actual potatoes and just watch them for 90 minutes and see if anything happens. And it'll be more fucking entertaining at the end of it than this movie. All right?
Okay.
This ain't even funny bad. It's just fucking horrific.
All right. What do we give?
I want that. I'll tell you, Rox Trudel, I want that fucking 90 minutes back. I want that 90 minutes back. I'm telling you.
Sorry, Roxy. That's what happens when you recommend a movie and it's bad.
0 out of 5.
0 out of 5.
0 out of 5.
All right. What, what would you recommend over this?
I was saying this to Amy earlier when I was writing the review.
Yeah.
I actually think this is possibly the worst movie I've ever seen.
That's the worst movie you've ever seen.
Why? What else is?
It can't be the worst movie you've ever seen.
Watch it.
All right, maybe I will watch
Seriously.
It.
Like, I watched movies like Troll 2, yeah?
Yeah.
Which is considered one of the worst movies of all time. It's funny as fuck, because it's bad.
It's a pretty bad movie. Right?
The Room, considered one of the worst movies of all time.
Yeah.
It's excellent, because it's so funny, because it's bad. Plan 9 from Outer Space, considered the ultimate worst movie of all time. It's excellent, because it's funny. This is just bad. It's not funny bad. It's just horrifically
just
bad.
Bad, bad.
I honestly think I'm trying in my brain to think of a movie that I've sat and watched for the entirety. Maybe Cats and Dogs, because I hated that. I actually
Cats and Dogs
out.
With the...
Only movie I've ever walked out on at cinema.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, so it's that bad.
So instead of watching Lives of the Potato Man, watch Potatoes.
Yeah, just avoid it like the plague. But please, Twitter followers, give us some decent. I want to start giving some 10s out of 5s again next week.
Yeah, somebody recommend a movie, please. For
just any movie.
Thanks, Roxy. We appreciate it. Love you. Keep listening. Thanks. Keep them coming, Roxy. I'll keep making them watch. You keep them coming. All right, here we go. Let's move on.
Please tell me you speak English. I'm Detective Carter. Do you speak any English? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? I cannot believe this shit. First I get a bullshit assignment, now Mr. Rice-a-roni.
I love that. That's a good movie. People underestimate how funny that movie is.
It's not too bad. It was funny when I was like 14.
Yeah, that's true.
Because that's when it came out, wasn't it? It was.
Yeah, it's an old movie.
Late 90s?
Yeah, it's an old movie. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about now there's finally a Japanese game show that mixes karaoke competition with hand jobs.
Man, I'm getting hand jobs all day long.
Japan is known for its crazy ass fucking game shows, right, Ant?
Banzai!
Exactly. A Japanese game show broadcast on the Adult Network is pushing the reality competition genre to its limits. It's like an American Idol, except it pits male contestants with a song in their heart against female opponents who will stop at nothing to masturbate them to distraction. Sounds like a porno? Don't let your kids see this one. According to the video description obtained via Death and Taxes, by the way, this is from Operox, Sing What Happens Next requires... That's what the game show is called. Sing What Happens Next. Get it? Sing What Happens Next? Requires contestants to hit each note perfectly until they've been pleasured to completion, which includes the moment of actual orgasm. This is a quote.
It's all relative, though, isn't it?
I can't. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
What if you come in? What if you're a quick comer?
That's what I'm saying. In Japan, an original version of the show Sing What Happens Killer Karaoke broadcast on the premium channel by Adult BC Sky Cable. In this program, several candidates must sing a song they learn by heart and not to be distracted by a young lady who's beside them and then is masturbating them, sometimes with hands, sometimes using feet. Gross. That was me. I did gross. When these candidates must carry out a tune in absurd conditions without being distracted and, if possible, until ejaculation. In the video above, which there's no video, it's just blah. The winner of the show, which achieved a score 74 out of 100 and won a lot of products and sex toys, gels, etc. You think these guys are going to give up? There's gel on the line. Of course, some Redditors have pointed out the show, like Orgasm Wars, is thinly veiled reality porn, but unlike a lot of other porn, it's also intentionally hilarious, which has better acting. It's clearly never been seen in SFW. I'm not sure what that means. So watch out.
You don't know what NSFW means.
No, what does that mean?
Not safe for work.
Oh, not safe for... Oh, that totally explains. Okay, I get that now. Yeah, so it's a softcore porn, really, because it's on the Adult Network, so it's not real. It is a game show, but it's not really a game show, I guess.
I'd be a contender.
Would you?
I'd have a go.
I'm sure you would. So I would have to remember, like, three songs, I think, because I'm not a big fan of hand jobs. I don't like hand jobs. I'm not a big fan of hand jobs at all.
But you wank yourself into oblivion every night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's me. I mean, like I said, it's for me, it's a whole
ritual
thing.
Women can't do it very well, can they?
No, they don't know because they don't know. And that's fine. I mean, most men probably can't masturbate a woman and most men don't know how to manipulate a clit and all that good
stuff. So what you're saying is that you think that most men would give better blowjobs.
Blowjobs?
Yeah. Would men give better blowjobs than women?
I don't know if it's necessarily a man versus woman thing, because I think your mouth is a different thing. Now, women probably will eat pussy better than men. I will definitely go with that because they know what they're doing. But I don't think it goes both ways. I don't think it goes both ways. I think sucking on a lollipop is sucking on a lollipop. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do with it; it's still the same.
Yeah, but women don't lick vaginas.
No, but women have vaginas. And vaginas are
but
a little
they
bit.
They don't know how to lick them.
But vaginas are a little.
I would disagree with that. You're saying that you don't think men can suck cock better than.
Well, I don't know
why
you asked me that
but
question.
But you think
to begin
women
with.
Can lick clitorises better than men?
Well, I think women can lick vagina better than men. I don't think it necessarily has to do with clitorises in general. It's just, I think in general they know how to. Yeah, yeah, I do. I think they know how to lick vagina better than men because they have one. But I don't think it applies to...
But men have cocks.
But
so
cocks
why,
are,
why don't you think that
cocks
men
are
could suck cock better than men?
Because cocks are infinitely easier to get off than vaginas are. Infinitely. Literally, it's all warm, wet, and suction, and you're done. That's it. You don't really need much to get... I mean, they're talking about hand jobs.
Like
they're not even blow... This is not even a blow job. Why am I sounding like a misogynist? What are you talking about?
Because, you think that women can do the things that men can't.
I didn't say they can't. I just said I think giving a blowjob is giving a blowjob. I don't think it matters if you're a male or a female. I don't think that really...
Licking a pussy is different.
I think it is. Yeah, I think licking pussy is much, much more difficult than giving a blowjob. That's just... It's just like a hand job, okay? Hand job. All right? Giving a hand job is still giving a hand job. It doesn't matter if it's a woman or a man. It's still just... You're just another person jerking off your dick. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, men know how to do it because we do it.
I don't think it matters. As long as it's somebody different, I don't think it matters.
Women
but
don't
with
do
women,
it right.
The women that I have encountered don't know how to do it. Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, no woman can do it how you can do it.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And I'd imagine
you,
women say the same.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
You know, What?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think fingering a woman is not nearly as a turn on as most men think it is. Do you know what I mean?
I think pleasure in a woman is a woman would rather pleasure herself than get pleasure.
I agree. And that's why this is a hand job competition, not a fingering competition. I think shoving your fingers in a woman is probably not the best way to get a woman off.
No. Depends how many fingers.
But a lot of guys would enjoy a hand job.
Like 8 fingers. Boom.
Eight fingers. Jesus Christ.
How about one?
I think most men would enjoy a hand job. I think most men enjoy hand jobs. Would you agree?
I'm not a great fan.
Me neither. I'm not a great fan either. So like it would probably take me 40 minutes, like maybe even longer than that, to get off.
For a woman to do it.
Oh, absolutely. I could do it.
I can't climax with
it's been so long since I've had a hand job. I don't even think it would turn me on that much, honestly. I don't know, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking back to all my hand jobs I got, and they were all awful.
Like, yeah,
most of them, they're just uncomfortable. They're not, and I feel like
it's like you're doing it with your right hand.
Yeah,
you're doing it with your left.
And I feel like women feel the same way when we try to finger them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they probably do.
They probably do.
I think men are just shit at sex. I honestly do think that.
I do too. I really do. I think we're horrible at sex.
If you look at every animal, you know, a man mounts 3 seconds, he's off, done. You know, it's not very. We're one of the only species that has sex for pleasure, and it's difficult on men, I think, because us
and monkeys,
we're not very good at pleasuring.
You are. I would like to think that, you know, every female that I ever had sex with gotten off, but I know that's probably not true. You know?
Oh,
I know for a fact that's not true, actually. But
I know.
100% I can't say that I've never tried. I can't say that I've sat in bed and been like, whatever, I don't care about you. That's not the case. The case is I've tried and it just hasn't happened. That's the case. Because every woman's different.
Amy has never gone unsatisfied.
That's awesome.
But when, I'll always remember this time.
Go ahead.
I was at the pub. Mm-hmm. I was steaming drunk. Steaming drunk. And I've got this friend, girlfriend. And
female
friend. Mm-hmm. Not very attractive at all. Mm-hmm. But I was horny.
Yeah.
And I was young. So I went back to my friend's house and I must have had about 10 pints.
Damn.
And I was steaming. I was absolutely steaming. And I tried to have sex. Nothing was happening down there at all. It was completely uncomfortable.
Nothing was happening for you?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. Mr. Floppy was out.
Yep.
You
the
know,
melty man.
Nothing was happening at all. Mm-hmm. Do you know what she did?
What?
The next couple of weeks, spreading rumors about saying
I've got
a small cock and that. And, you know, I thought, what a bitch. You know, I couldn't even get it up because you're fucking ugly and I was pissed. And do you know what? I didn't stoop to her level. I thought, fuck you.
You didn't stoop to her level after you attempted to fuck her.
Well, no, you know, I couldn't. She was so ugly. I couldn't even get it up. And I was drunk. I can never get it up. If I've had a drink, we've talked about this before. If I've had a drink, I'm done.
Yeah, you get bad whiskey, Dick. That doesn't happen to me.
Oh, terrible. I'll have two wines and I'm done.
Really?
I can't drink and then go and have sex.
Oh my God, that so never happens to me.
And that's what I said to Amy. You know, if I'm at the pub, you're in.
I've only had the melty man happened to me a couple of times, and normally this is the worst part. Normally it's when I'm with a new partner. Although it didn't happen to me in my last relationship. I don't know why it just didn't. But it was like a couple of girlfriends ago. I can't remember. I don't really remember who it was. But I was so it was you know what? It's probably when I was younger. Way younger. Yeah. Yeah, probably. I was so excited that I was going to have sex that I just lost it. I just couldn't control anything. I just couldn't control it. And I think that happens to a lot of guys where they're younger and they get to have sex and they're so excited that they're going to have sex that it's just like you get too excited and it just kind of goes away and you're just like you're thinking of the worst thing possible to happen at that moment, and then the worst thing possible happens at that moment where you can't keep it up. And it's the craziest feeling I've ever.
Have you ever come in your pants?
Oh no. You know, it hasn't happened to me in fucking probably 10 years. No, I've never come in my pants. No, I'm trying to think what else. Has anything really bad that bad happened to me? I've never gotten off to a hand job. That's never going back to the karaoke. That's never happened. Now, if I was getting a hand job in front of like a studio audience, I don't know. That might happen. Again, but they didn't mention an audience.
If I'm singing karaoke mm-hmm. and someone's tossing me off, and there's people watching, like i.e. videos and stuff going on.
You think it's going to make you hard, or do you think it's going to make you soft?
Soft as a fucking.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm kind of a voyeur that way, man. I kind of get off on having people.
Oh, you like being watched?
I do. I try to dig it. I've had sex in public a couple of times.
Sucker.
And I do. I've had sex on a balcony about like 10 o'clock at night where people.
Are you fucking Romeo and Juliet?
I guess so. It's my favorite Shakespeare play. I've had sex on a balcony at like 10 o'clock at night and people have been walking their dogs around looking at us while we're fucking. I've had sex in public a couple times. I kind of like it. I'm not gonna lie. That's probably a fetish of mine. I don't want to get arrested or anything. I don't want to like.
I mean, I've had sex outside.
Yeah,
never in like majorly. A couple of times, majorly public places, but
never anybody watching that you know of.
Well, not that I was aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been.
Yeah, I was aware of this guy. Yeah, he was watching us. He went around the block.
Oh, guy as well.
Yeah. Well, he was. It's not like they're right next to me. They were.
On, didn't it?
They were like three houses away.
You loved it. You wanted him to join in, didn't you?
Well,
you
loved
it so much.
I didn't want. I don't
wanted him to lick your balls, teabag your balls, didn't you? Yes, you did.
I think that's a little excessive. I think you've gone a little far there, buddy. I mean. I did not like it. He was walking his dog around the block like four or five times, and I was fucking my girlfriend on my back porch, so I wasn't really arguing with it.
Did you look at his cock?
He didn't have his cock out.
But was he hard?
I don't know. He was walking I said he wasn't next to me, and he wasn't next to me. He was like three houses down. I lived in a townhome at the time. He was like three townhomes down, and he kept going around the block. The block had three spots where he could see us at, and he kept walking his dog around. He never stopped to stare. He just kind of kept walking his dog around. No, I was 23, 24. She was 22, I believe. Yeah.
That's sort of shit I'd do when I was 16.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done that in a long time, dude.
I had a fucking church graveyard. That was awesome.
That sounds awesome.
So
you're not. Oh, you're saying you're going to go and win this competition. That's what you're saying.
I'd win it because I wouldn't come.
You don't think?
I'd be concentrating so much on the singing part that
I believe that with you. I really do believe that.
So
yeah.
I reckon I'd win this. I'd get more than 74 easy. I'm going for it. I reckon I'll get 100.
Wow.
I challenge this.
Wow. I don't know about that, man. That's a big challenge, dude.
Well, I'm challenging. I'm going to do the challenge now.
Okay. All right. Have Amy start jerking you off right now.
Just need to clear this with Amy first.
Yeah, just get Amy to jerk you off. And I'm sure she won't care about somebody jerking you off. I don't think that matter much. Do you think? Nah. I don't think she can.
We'll see.
All right. Let's go. Let's move on to our next jerk off story.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been too long since my last confession. I've been preoccupied of late with questions of morality. Of right and wrong. Good and evil.
You don't say his name.
Perhaps this would be easier if you tell me what you've done.
How does it happen?
You will suffer.
I think this is killing you.
I'm not seeking forgiveness for what I've done, Father. I'm asking forgiveness for what I'm about to do.
In case you guys don't know, that was one of the trailers, trailer number two, I think, teaser trailer for Daredevil, Netflix Daredevil. This brings me into my article. Next article. Uproxx again. Guys, if you guys don't follow Uproxx on Facebook, fucking follow them. They have great articles. Netflix market value is now bigger than CBS, and that's a big deal. Netflix. CBS has broadcast ratings giants like Big Bang Theory and Two and a Half Men over the years, but recently Netflix topped CBS in its market value. Only a few years ago, Netflix was nowhere near competing with CBS market value, but in 2014, the streaming and DVD Blu-ray mail rental service closely trailed CBS and just recently surpassed it. This is a quote. CBS's rival broadcast and TV are the household within bigger media conglomerates, although the companies also own cable channels, Showtime, and various other publishing, radio, and internet assets. For example, NBC is owned by Comcast, and gigantic cable company ABC is part of Disney, and the Empire and Fox is owned by 21st Century Fox, Rupert Murdoch's film and TV, and cable colossus. Netflix remains far smaller than all of them. CBS might be seeing its coming... see this coming. Late last year, they launched their own pay streaming service for $5.99 a month compared to Netflix plans starting at $7.99 a month. With all the love for Daredevil, a new season of Orange is Black, and the only a few months away from the fourth season of House of Cards, guaranteed Netflix is feeling pretty good about 2015. This might call for a freeze frame Breakfast Club air punch, and they put a little Breakfast Club air punch from, anyway, I think at the bottom of it. So, let's talk about this. Let's talk about where Netflix was a couple of years ago. You know where Netflix was a couple of years ago, Ant?
I mean, it's been over here for a few years now, I'd say. So, yeah, I mean, I think we still had it here. I don't think it was as accessible. I'll tell you what we had here, because we had Amazon Love Film for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if you're talking about like back in my day, if you wanted to rent a video, we used to have a little bloke come round in his car with loads of knockoff, like VHS's.
You are such a fucking hood rat.
I know. Well, you know, it was council state. What are you on about? So he'd pull up and he'd flip his boot and you'd go in and he'd have loads of knockoff VHS's fucking and you'd pick one and then you'd rent it off him.
Blockbuster
came about.
Oh, okay.
So we went to Blockbusters and then after Blockbusters you started getting Love Film. Mm-hmm. Did you guys get Love Film?
No, we didn't get Love Film.
Which is like an Amazon thing.
Yeah.
And then after that, Netflix.
So yeah,
it's the progression.
I love Netflix. I love Netflix as much as I love the WWE Network, and I talk about it because they're the same thing essentially. Netflix is fantastic. It brings me everything I want. Have you seen the Daredevil yet? Have you seen any of it yet?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
How much have you seen? I don't want to spoil anything for you.
Oh, like not a lot at all.
Have you seen the second episode yet?
No.
Okay. There is a scene.
I weren't really feeling it.
Watch the second episode.
No, I'm not really a Daredevil fan.
No, watch it. There's
like
a scene.
I've gone off Gotham now, all of a sudden.
I never even started watching Gotham. There is a scene at the end of the second episode of Daredevil that is insane. It's cinematic love. I tweeted something that was, I put it on my Facebook or some shit that I just, that was Ant farting.
Excuse me.
And then, this is another thing I want to talk about. Okay, this is why Netflix is so great. Okay, I love Smallville. I love Arrow. The Flash was good. It is good. Can't say was good. Okay. Is good. All those things are good, right?
Yeah, but guess what?
What
over here? I get those shows on normal TV.
Yeah, so do I.
Exactly. So what's so good about Netflix?
Can I finish?
No.
You're like interrupting me. I'm like, I haven't even finished my thought yet. All those, love them. I love Smallville. Literally, it's one of my favorite TV shows of all time. I can watch it over and over again. Fantastic. Love it. Great. But it still has that idea that it's a TV show, which it is a TV show, right? It is a TV show. So you have your initial story, break, commercial break. You finish the story, you get deeper into the story, see really what the players are, commercial break. Then you have your climax, 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 everyone's in trouble, commercial break. And then you go right into your downside, your conclusion, which everyone is either saved or someone fails or someone dies or whatever, into your finishing thing. They don't have that in this because they release everything at once, right? It's like watching little mini movies. they don't have that those commercial breaks, so they don't have to tell you the same linear story that all the other shows do. The same thing. Arrow does the same thing. Everyone does the same thing. If you watch Star Trek does the same thing. Everybody does the same thing because they all have to take commercial breaks at the same time. They all have to do this. They all have to break at the same time. So they have to lead that conclusion up, lead that arc up, and then close with the ending arc. You have to do that. With this, there's
parts of
this.
Do you honestly think they take that into consideration when filming?
Absolutely they do.
You do?
Absolutely they do. They have to. Unless it's a two-parter. If it's a two-parter, it's different because now you're playing with a two-hour storyline instead of an hour storyline. You have to take that into consideration when you want to keep your audience from switching to another channel. You have to keep that. Think about it. Think about every single TV show you've ever watched that has some type of
crescendo. Too much wine.
Crescendo.
Yeah. So you do certainly get that.
And then commercial break, and then you go back into it. But they don't have this in the Netflix series that I've seen. I haven't watched House of Cards, and everyone tells me House of Cards is so good. Everybody does. And I love politics stuff, you know that. So I do need to watch House of Cards. But they don't have that stuff because you can watch it continuation. They don't have that same overall. Some stuff is not fixed by the end of the episode.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Was that ever on TV in America?
Yeah, Breaking Bad was originally on TV in America's AMC.
See, I think a lot of what Netflix got from the UK is, I don't think Breaking Bad was ever in the UK market. I think it was solely Netflix.
I mean, it's possible.
I don't know for a fact that Call Saul, or whatever it's called.
Saul? Somebody Call Saul.
Yeah, was purely Netflix.
It's not in the UK right now?
No, it was just a Netflix release.
Hmm. I bet Netflix paid a lot for that. But it's the same thing with Walking Dead. Same thing as Walking Dead as well. I mean, you're trying to find out what the problem is for that day. Right, you're trying to find out what's going on with that day, and it's going to lead up to, you have to take commercial breaks at a certain time, you have to do this at a certain time, do that at a certain time. And I've heard people, actors say it, you know, they do certain batches at the same time. They go, oh yeah, we'll just cut that, and we'll put a commercial break there. You know, that's what they do. They have to add that into they don't have that in the Netflix thing. And it adds, I'm not saying it's better. I'm not saying it's worse. It's a different viewing experience. It feels like a mini movie instead of a TV show or a something else. I'm not sure what to call it. It's really, really, it's so good. It's so, you have to watch that second episode. You have to, Ant. Just watch it. Please just watch it. No, seriously. It's that fucking good. And I will go into it. Wayne and Ant, and if Ant can make it, I will talk about Daredevil at some point, somewhere. Whether if he says no in the next couple of days, I'll just fucking talk about it. Because it's amazingly good. It is so good. I won't go into it. I won't go into it right now. But it's really good. It's really that good.
Yeah, I like I said, I'm always a one show guy. I do one show and then I do another. So at the minute it's Game of Thrones. So
there you go, it's Game of Thrones. What are you gonna do? All right, let's go into the trailers we've seen this week. That fucking crazy came out this week.
They went mental with the trailers this
absolutely. Week. Absolutely, it's just insane. Here's our first one.
Is it really surprising that the most powerful man in the world should be a figure of controversy?
We, as a population on this planet, have been looking for a savior.
We're talking about a being whose very existence
they are not telling us the truth.
Challenges our own sense of priority in the universe.
Human beings have a horrible track record of following people of great power.
Power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Chaos.
Maybe he's just a guy trying to do the right thing.
No better now, don't.
He's out of control!
They brought their war here.
No, they come from the sky.
The world has been so caught up with what he can do that no one has asked what he should do.
That's how it starts. The fever, the rage, the feeling of powerlessness that turns good men cruel.
Ah!
Okay, this is yours, Ant. What do you think about this one, Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice trailer?
I think it looks incredible.
Do you really?
But I got to remember the late 90s. I said that about Batman and Robin. So
you did not say that about Batman and Robin, did you really?
The thing is, with a trailer like this, they didn't really show overly too much. It looked like the Batman suit was straight out of the Dark Knight comics.
Yes, exactly. Was the bigger suit at the end towards the trailer.
With the
glowing eyes is the Batman. Looks exactly like the Dark Knight suit.
Which is cool.
Where he plugs into the Gotham power grid and fucking has a thing of kryptonite in his chest.
But which I like. Mm-hmm. I like that idea. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that they've teased that slightly. So the Batman fans would certainly get that.
Yep.
But for the casual, I think, it looks decent. But I'm so reserved about this because...
It doesn't look good to me.
You don't like the look of it?
Mm-mm. I don't like it at all. I have no doubt that I'm going to like the movie. The trailer, in my opinion, was a bad trailer. It was just a put together bad trailer, in my opinion. I don't think it really told. I think it told a good story. It didn't really tell a story. Like, still, why would Batman be fighting against Superman? It didn't tell us why that is. Okay.
Well, it sort of did. It said that Superman, can you trust him?
Yeah, but does that mean Batman has to beat him up?
Batman can't really beat Superman up.
No, that's what I'm talking about, though. Like, that doesn't mean Batman. That didn't really explain much to me.
I think it's an interesting concept. Yeah. It's one we've all dealt with during the comics.
You don't seem that excited about it, to be honest with you.
No, it was okay. It was sort of meh. It was a sort of trailer I was expecting. But like I've said before, I've been excited about Batman trailers before, and I've been non-excited about Batman trailers, i.e., like I said, with Heath Ledger as a Joker, that was a big turn-off for me, and look what happened. So, I was never happy about Affleck getting the job, so...
I think Affleck's going to do great. Honestly, I do.
Don't get me wrong, I think he's a good actor, and he's certainly turned me around to him recently with some good movies and good serious movies. So he could be, that sort of elder statesman Batman that
we want.
That I think we might get. But, it's not a Christopher Nolan film, and
It is a Christopher Nolan film.
No, he's sitting in the back seat somewhere. That's not a Christopher Nolan movie.
Please, Christopher Nolan's overrated.
Being an executive producer is not a Christopher Nolan movie.
Christopher Nolan's overrated. He's an overrated director. He's overrated. I'm sorry. He takes himself too fucking seriously. Everything about
Nolan's
him is
overrated.
Yes, Christopher Nolan is overrated.
He gave us the three best Batman movies.
I would not say that at all.
You wouldn't say that?
I would say one of them is a very, very good movie.
Wow.
That's what I would say.
Not a Batman fan.
I'm a huge Batman fan.
I just don't think
those three are the best three. I don't think those three are the best three. I just don't. I can't. The second one is one of the best Batman films. Is the best Batman film, hands down.
I'd say most Batman fans would disagree with.
Yeah, absolutely, probably. I think Christopher Nolan's overrated. I just do.
I think Inception is an amazing movie.
It's not that good. It's not that good.
Okay, you don't like Christopher Nolan for some reason.
Not that I don't like him. I just think he's overrated. I think everyone else is sucking his dick, and I just don't think he deserves it. I don't think he deserves it.
I've completely forgiven me. The Batman I've always wanted, I would suck his cock to oblivion.
All right, fair enough. Here's here's trailer two, which I'm pretty excited about this one.
It's not about control.
Stand down.
It's a relationship based on respect. These animals are thinking, I gotta eat. I gotta hunt. You gotta be able to relate to at least one of those things.
Every time we've unveiled a new attraction, attendance has spiked.
That was awesome!
Corporate felt genetic modification would up the wow factor.
They're dinosaurs, wow enough.
She was designed to be bigger than the T-Rex.
What happened to the sibling?
She ate it. We have an asset out of containment.
What is that?
Her tracking implant. She clawed it out.
How would it know to do that?
She remembered where they put it in.
Oh, God.
She's killing for sport.
You got 20,000 people. You got no more boats. You don't have enough guns.
If we do this, we do this my way.
We got eyes on target.
Light it up!
Something's wrong. They're communicating.
We're talking about an animal here.
A highly intelligent animal.
All right, so that was Jurassic World, number 2 trailer that was released last week. Oh, actually yesterday. What'd you think about that one, Ant?
No.
No, you're not feeling that one?
Not for me at all.
You like Jurassic World? You like Jurassic Park?
Dude, I mean, what year did the first movie come out? The first movie, I remember watching the first movie in the cinema.
Teenagers, yeah.
It was, what, 1993, 1994? So I was 10 years old.
Probably.
So
I'm there, I think, maybe.
So for me, back then, dinosaurs running around, it was fucking awesome. You know, I'm not 10 years old anymore. I'm 30 years old. So for nostalgia purposes, yeah, lovely jubbly. But to me, it's just not.
You got
not
it right.
It was
93. You're right. You got it.
Yeah. It's not a film I'm going to gravitate to. I don't think out of all the trailers I've seen this week that this one's going to be amazing. I'll probably watch it just for nostalgia, but I think this could be Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Oh, really? Do you think so?
I think it could be, or Terminator 4, 8, 9.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I
think Chris Pratt carries enough.
But so does Harrison Ford. And talking about that, touché, he's gonna be the new in Blade Runner as well, isn't he, Christopher Pratt?
Did he sign up? Did he finally sign up for that?
I believe he has.
I think he has. Yeah, he's gonna be
Basically, Christopher Pratt is the new Harrison Ford.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
You know, with all the stuff he's doing.
Yeah, they were talking about him being Indy. Remember?
You know.
Remember they were talking about him being Indiana Jones.
Well, yeah, I mean he's doing so many things at the minute. I mean, he's definitely the modern day Harrison.
I'm pretty excited about this. I've seen all the Jurassic Park movies, even like number. I went and saw number 2 in theater. Number 3, I didn't see in a theater, but I like 3 better than 2. I
didn't even know there was a 3.
Yeah, there was a 3. I liked
what
it.
What was the Lost World? That was number 2.
That was 3.
Was it?
That was 3. I think it was 3. Anyway, so I like a lot of them, honestly. I like the cast in the original. It was something that I grew up with, so it kind of those characters, those actors were ingrained in my psyche. I don't know. I'm pretty excited about this one. I'm not going to lie. I am pretty excited about this one. I love the web campaign they're doing. I like the fact that Chris Pratt is in it. I like everything about it. I like the fact the raptors are back. The idea of them creating a new dinosaur because they have to keep the
they're not the ever.
I like it. I like it.
I know movies sort of stray from the truth.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know how big velociraptors are?
I do. Yeah.
How big are they?
They were like a little bit bigger than chickens.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
They don't fucking like 8 foot tall that's going to rip you up open.
Yeah, no, they still had claws and shit. That's still
fucking crazy chicken with claws.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about this. I don't know if I'll see it in a theater. I probably will, honestly. Yeah, I probably will. I probably will. Because it's been so long since I've seen movies in theater. The first one I'm going to see is Avengers. And I think the last one I saw was Iron Man or Ant farted again. Thanks, Ant. Appreciate that, buddy. Wow. All right, moving on to the next one.
My ass has been crazy.
This one almost made me cry.
It made you cry.
It almost made me cry. Shut up.
Oh.
my family. My father hasn't. I have it. My sister has it. You have that power too.
Fucking chills still. It gives me chills. I've watched it 3 times and it gives me chills still. Oh, that's the Star Wars. That's the motherfucking Star Wars I've been wanting to watch. That's the one I want to watch. Fucking hell, man. I can't think of anything better. That's a perfect trailer. Sorry. You didn't like it?
That's just Star Wars, isn't it?
What didn't you like about it?
Dwayne.
What didn't you like about it? You said it's just Star Wars. Star Wars. It's Star Wars. It's proper Star Wars.
Yeah. Overrated.
Really?
One of the most
overrated about
movie franchises in the history of movies. I cannot think of a more overrated movie franchise.
What's overrated about it?
Because they gave it. As you're a fan of Star Wars, explain to me this. You get 3 good movies in the 70s/80s.
Yeah.
Then you get 3 horrific movies, right?
Yeah.
Really pretty poor movies, to be fair. And then you wank yourselves over a trailer for the next movie.
Yeah.
That's a 50-50 fucking shot that it could be awful.
It's not a 50-50 shot. The cartoons.
Yeah, because fucking 3 of the movies are terrible.
The cartoons were fantastic. The books were great. The books were fantastic.
I'm a movie goer. I ain't a fucking cartoon fan.
Well, then don't watch the cartoons, but don't fucking disregard the cartoons
it's
when they're good.
Because in movie terms, it's had 6 movies and only 3 of them have been good.
That's not necessarily true. The first three were, not the first three.
Do you not think people are over the top with Star Wars?
Not saying that at all. I didn't say that at all. Absolutely. I think people do go over the top with Star Wars sometimes.
And then on May the 4th, they'll go, May the 4th be with you. Yeah, fuck off, you dickhead.
I do that.
Drives me up the fucking wall, these tricky fucking Star Wars
sci-fi
bastards.
Why? God, you're so miserable.
I'm not miserable. I don't like the way they go over the top of it. Go to a fucking movie.
What over the top?
Enjoy the movie and go, do you know what?
And your,
that was a fucking awesome movie.
And your Batman fans and your Superman fans aren't going over the top right now?
No,
really?
I'm not a huge Batman fan. I'm not going over the top with Batman. I'm not fucking dressing up in my fucking bat suit, walking up in the streets going, it's Batman Day.
Because there's no Batman Day,
you're a bunch of fucking
loser.
Weirdos, I'm telling you.
I think you're hating on it because it's going to be better, because it was a better trailer than Batman versus Superman.
No, I just don't know why it's completely over the top. You have fucking awful characters like Jar Jar Binks in a fucking movie. Those movies were terrible. I'm sorry.
Those movies were terrible.
I'm not a Batman
fan.
I'm sorry. I'm not a Star Wars fan. So I look at movies how they perceived how I perceived.
So you're going to judge the entire thing based on 2 movies.
No, those first 3 movies are fucking gold.
They're absolutely gold. Okay.
But, you're right, then the next 3 are very poor, in my opinion. They're not very good movies. They're just a normal sci-fi movie. Star Trek have done fucking better movies than what they were, right?
I wouldn't say all 3.
And then
I wouldn't say all. I would not.
Disney.
I disagree. Disney. I wouldn't say all three.
Certainly 2 of those movies are not very good. And then they get bought out by Disney, and everyone's expecting fucking gold again.
Well, because it is going to be gold again. It's gonna. You know why it's gonna be gold
again?
That's
a presumption.
It's not a presumption.
Of course, that's a presumption.
No, it's not.
You've seen the movie. It's a presumption.
It's not a presumption. It's a hope. There's a difference. I'm hoping.
It's still a presumption.
It's not. I'm hoping they're gonna be good again.
It's a hopeful presumption.
Based on the trailer I just saw. I just witnessed. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be fantastic. I didn't think the first one was gonna be the one where they did pod racing and fucking Jar Jar Binks was in it. I did not have any hopes that it was gonna be good at all. But the third one, the third Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith, was still is still one of my favorite movies. I still really like that movie. I like when Anakin goes fucking dark side. I do. I just like it. I like it. I'm a dark side fan.
There's a time in movies where trilogies stand on their own. Now, the Star Wars trilogy is an immense, fantastic trilogy, and anyone that's a moviegoer would like that trilogy, okay? 3 is good, 6 bad, 9, 12, 15, you're taking the piss. You know, you don't want Police Academy in space, and I think you might get this. I honestly do.
But it's worked for Marvel so far.
Do you know why they're doing it? It's not because they want to do it for the fans. It's because they want to earn fucking money. They could put out a fucking 10 bob bit, and Star Wars fans, because it's got such a cult following, for God knows what reason.
I would agree.
Because of the first 3 movies, they will buy it. They will say, take my fucking money.
I partially agree and I partially disagree. Okay. I agree the fact that obviously they're a company. They want to make money. Obviously, that goes without saying. But I also disagree, because I do think that the people that are running that are now running the Star Wars franchise, the Marvel franchise, know what the fuck they're doing. These were fans that wanted to see the end to this, that wanted to see the end to these characters, that wanted to see the story finished. They felt like the story was not finished.
Story was finished.
Well, they feel like it's not. So
exactly.
They're going to put out.
So they can earn more money.
They're going to put out what they think is the best.
If you think that boardroom is full of Star Wars fans, you are gravely,
gravely
mistaken.
I didn't say that at all. Did I say that? I didn't fucking say that.
No,
I did never say
that.
That
they were fans.
You're taking words out of my mouth. Can I fucking finish my point, please? Yes, the people that are making the fucking movies are fans. J.J. Abrams is a huge Star Wars fan. Ginormous fucking Star Wars fan. Huge Star Wars fan. This is why he got into making movies, was because of Star Wars. The guys that are running Marvel now, huge Marvel fans, huge fan of Avengers and all the rest of these things that they want to see become brought to life. That's why they're doing it. Josh Whedon, you know, is a huge fucking comic book fan. You know that. You fucking know that. Okay? These guys don't just want to do it because the money. They want to do it because they want to express their views on that world. That's why they do it. Now, granted, absolutely, big wigs at Disney want to make money. That's why they fucking bought Star Wars. That's why they bought Marvel. They want to make money. End of story. They do. But that doesn't mean the people that are actually physically making the movie don't want to make the best fucking movie they can possibly make. Hence why your boy fucking Christopher Nolan went with, he could have done anything, but instead he went with Batman because he loves Batman. Are you saying that Warner Brothers is, are you saying that he's shit because Warner Brothers wants to make money? No, that's not what you're saying. You know Christopher Nolan's a Batman fan. You know that.
No, you do make some very valid points. I must admit that. But the reason that he got the funding, Nolan got the funding, is because he made Warner Brothers a very lot of money from a movie, and they just threw money at him and went, make whatever you want.
Yeah, and he picked Batman.
And he did.
There you go. That's my whole point. He picked Batman. He picked Batman.
Yeah, but I don't think J.J. Abrams he's been involved in some pretty shit films.
Like what?
Armageddon, one of the worst things I've fucking ever seen.
Armageddon's not a horrible film. It's not a shit film. It made a lot of money. It's not a shit film. I wouldn't say it was a shit film. It's not the fucking Shakespeare of movies, but it's not a shit film.
Oh, I think it is.
Okay, well, that's what you think. I mean, it made money. It made a lot of money, actually.
Making money is irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant when it fucking makes money.
Why is there Fast and the Furious 9?
Because it makes
money.
Actually,
any of those movies good? No, they're not.
I would disagree. Those movies know what they are. Those movies are not.
Again,
they're not trying to. No, it's not. They're not trying to remake.
Of course, it's perspective. It's my perspective.
They're
not those movies.
You think that they're actually complete garbage? Literally, that they're garbage on the screen.
I do think they're garbage.
I think
what's
crazy.
What's them mock you films?
They're
they
trying to do what they do. That's what Fast and Furious does. They're not trying to be the next. They're not trying to win Oscars.
Good films.
I would not consider them good films. No,
but they make money. They make huge amounts of money. One of the highest grossing movies of all time.
I wouldn't consider them garbage, but I wouldn't consider them the best films ever made. No, they're not trying to be anything like that. They're trying to do now.
Making money is irrelevant to how good a movie is. It's completely irrelevant.
Okay, I'm not 100% disagreeing, and I'm not 100% agreeing with you. I'm not.
I'm not looking that forward to it. I don't get the overhype that there always is around Star Wars. Sure, like it's an actual mass hysteria.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. It's a fucking movie. And it's a movie that I wouldn't even consider in my top 50. Like any of those movies.
Which one? Any of them.
None of those movies would be in my top 50 movies of all time.
I'm trying to think of any.
Whereas
of them.
Franchises, of course, it'll be in the top 10 because it's a trilogy.
I'm trying to think of any of them.
But as soon as you add those other movies to it, it damages the franchise.
I don't know if any of them would be in my top. You said top 100, top 50?
I doubt any of those Star Wars movies would be in my top 50 movies.
Empire Strikes Back is really good.
The good movies, but it's the collective.
Like the new, like I understand good. The New Hope. Like the New Hope is a lot of them. It was their first. Like actually, most of them, it was their first movie they've ever done. Like, almost all of them, it was their first movie. It was all of their first movies ever done. So the acting's a little rough on that one. Empire Strikes Back is really good though. Like it would probably make my top 50. It'd probably make my top 25. Actually, now I'm thinking about it. Empire's really good. I have to say the Empire holds up. It's really good. I don't know about now the rest of them. Probably you're probably right. The rest of them probably wouldn't make it. The Revenge of the Sith is probably make my top 100 just because of the scene with Anakin killing all the younglings and becoming really like evil and stuff. But top 50? Nah, top 25? No. But you have to admit, Empire Strikes Back's a very strong film.
Like I said, they're good movies. They are good movies. Those three movies are good.
Okay.
But when you add that to a six movie, sort of, you've got to look at the body of work. It's not a trilogy anymore. It's now six movies. And to me, six movies as compressed as one are not that great.
No, I agree. And I'm not going to disagree with that after all. But I still disagree with the motives out of these people. I don't think that the actual people making the film is their goal to make money. I think their goal is to make the best film they can possibly make. And I think that's what most people make films for.
The problem you get is
when
you're a director and a writer, whatever, if you also have a tag as producer, then it sort of is about making money. And I'm call me wrong, but I think J.J. Abrams may be writer, director, and producer of the next Star Wars movie.
I don't know about producer. I know he's definitely director. I'm not even sure about writer either. I think
he definitely wrote it.
I think I don't know, and I don't know about that. Let's find out. Internet's written.
He definitely wrote it. So, yeah. Writer, producer, and director. So there is an element of making money.
But
obviously, he's got the falling back on this is going to make money anyway.
But Lawrence Kasdan also wrote it, which he also wrote Empire Strike Back, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Return of the Jedi. He's the one that wanted to do this. He's the one that they kept on for this. They got rid of Lucas and they kept him, which I'm thoroughly happy about. Don't get me wrong, you may have a point. I don't know if that's valid. I can't say if that's 100% right or not, but you know, you may have a point about that. But no. Anybody, the guy that wrote Empire Strikes Back, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Return of the Jedi, I think knows what he's doing, especially with those characters.
I'm not going to shit on him. Like I said, I'll give him a fair go.
Okay.
But I'm not over fucking hyping it like everyone already. I'm already seeing on Facebook.
I'm not disagreeing with Twitter, the hype. I'm not
like,
disagreeing.
It's gonna, no, I'm not. You're, I'm not saying you.
Uh-oh.
I'm saying people are saying absolutely that it's going to be like the greatest movie of all time.
Yeah,
from a 2-minute trailer.
You guys let us know what you think. I know Ian and I've got a little heated, but I mean that's what we do. We're fanboys with this stuff. So let us know what you guys think on Twitter. # CSatire. Moving on to the next one. What?
I've seen a couple of more trailers this week.
What else have you seen this week?
Ant-Man.
Yeah, but all those were not new this week.
They were for a CSAT, huh?
Dude, we've been going on about fucking trailers for the last 30 minutes. You want to add some more in there?
I'm just saying, Ant-Man looks fucking awesome.
You said that about Ant-Man?
Ant-Man looks awesome.
Are you serious? You're not even a Marvel guy. What are you talking about? Shut up.
I know I'm not a Marvel guy, but Ant-Man actually does look good.
What about Fantastic Four? Did you see the new Fantastic Four trailer?
What, the Age of Viagra?
No, Fantastic Four.
Oh, Fantastic Four.
Not Avengers. I love the fact that you like the Ant-Man trailer, but you hate the Avengers trailer. Love it. Love it.
No, I haven't seen it, but I have seen the Ant-Man one, and it looks fucking awesome.
Have you not seen an Avengers trailer? It's on everything.
Oh, I'll try and avoid it. But.
Exactly. You're a little biased on that one. You haven't seen the Fantastic Four one yet?
No, I haven't seen
that. Really good. The new one's really good, actually. It shows the thing a lot closer. So you actually get to see it's not like a big, gross blob of nothingness. You see that like the rocks falling off them and stuff. It's kind of neat. They're really young actors, whoever they got to play them. Anything else you want to say?
Nah, fucking okay. Star Wars sucks.
Thank you, Ant.
Somewhere between growing up and growing old.
There's more to life than Sunday football.
What? There'll come a time to figure out what you really want out of life.
Does everyone have one of these?
Yep, we're an unofficial focus group for Kate's magazine.
Have a homosexual experience.
It's not mine.
Find your soulmate.
I have a threesome.
That's my list.
Oh, it's on this one too. In fact, it's on all of them. Dad?
What?
What's a threesome?
Like Find Miss Right.
Claire, let me introduce you to Dylan, my son.
All right.
She's way out of your league.
Or just Miss Right Now.
So that's actually a movie called Things to Do Before You're 30, which I will actually be checking out when I leave recording with Ant, because that seems like a pretty cool film. Ant, we are 30 and older, are we not?
Are we?
We are, buddy.
Fuck's sake.
Sorry. We are. This is from...
We middle-aged yet.
No, not quite, buddy. No, we got some time. We got some time. Which is good, Ant, because we have 20 things to do when you're 30 that will make your life better at 50 when you are middle-aged.
Is 50 middle-aged now?
I think so, yeah. I think it is middle-aged now.
Someone told me 60 was middle-aged the other day. I was like,
you're almost retired when you're 60, man.
But
right?
what classifies middle-aged? Is it like the middle? Because Amy was like, but surely you don't live to 120.
Yeah, it's more like 45, I think.
So what is it? I don't get it. I don't get middle-aged.
I think it's like it's middle-aged. It's like 45. Most people live till they're 80 now. It's like 45. 40, 45. I'm around there. I don't think there's actually an official middle age. This is from distractify.com. So this is something that you and I, the first thing's up, something that you and I have actually done when we're 30. Don't smoke. If you started, stop immediately.
Yeah, I quit when I was 30.
Yep, I quit when I was 31. If you could see me now, I'm down my poor crackling knees begging you at least consider stop smoking. Mop, stop smoking, mop. I know you're older than 30, but stop smoking. So this is what I'm working on now, right, Ant?
I mean, last cigarette I had was November.
Yeah, I had a cigar. I had a bunch of cigars at the cabin, but I will quit. That's stopped now. I'm not going to be doing cigars anymore. Maybe one every once in a while, but nothing. If you smoked a cigar, would it make you start smoking now?
No, because I don't really like cigars. I do. Like I said, I went out on Saturday, mm-hmm. and I even now I'll go outside and stand with the smokers outside when they have a fag. Mm. Mainly socially, and also yeah, I like the smell.
It's not good. I hate the smell of smoking now. If you had one cigarette, would you start smoking again?
I don't know, because this is the longest I've ever quit. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't think I'd ever smoke again. No.
Yeah, I had a cigarette. I think not this New Year's, but last New Year's. So it was the last cigarette.
Gives you
I had.
Cancer.
yeah. Thanks. I appreciate that.
No, I'm just saying it gives like.
Yeah, it does.
Why would I want to smoke again? I know it gives me cancer. Yeah.
Well, no.
But the reason I kept smoking was because I was addicted.
So good.
Guess what? So I've lost the addiction, so I don't need to smoke.
It's so good. It's so good. Every time those stop smoking commercials come on, I'm like. I want a cigarette so bad. No, I had a cigarette. I didn't really like it. I didn't really like it that much. I had one cigarette. It wasn't that big of a deal, and I just kept moving. it's just something that I just stopped. Stop eating crap, Ant.
No.
I know. This is the hardest.
Never.
This is harder than smoking.
Whenever I'm angry, just give me a burger because it will make me better. Like Amy, after 6 years, Amy still don't realize. And Amy, I know you're listening. So fucking take heed. If I'm angry, buy me a burger. Because I'll be so much nicer after the burger.
I'm working on this.
Food is the way to my heart.
Yeah, I know it is. And to your stomach.
Stomach.
Do you think it's a 30 thing now that people start paying attention to what they're eating because they stop their metabolism stops a little bit, it gets a little bit slower and they start getting a little bit fatter and
I think I started getting fat at about 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine was like
my 28, metabolism fucking started going.
28, 27, 28. My metabolism, metabolism stopped. They're like, fuck off. I'm done. Yeah. I got to stop eating shit. I have to.
Oh, I just love it. I will eat crap until the end of my days and I don't care.
All right. Fair
it's
enough.
The one thing I won't.
As long as it doesn't kill stop. You, I'm good.
Oh, give me a fucking cheeseburger wrapped in fucking
bacon.
Yeah, bacon and mushrooms and just fucking give me it.
This is something I've done too. Number three is maintain or repair relationships with parents and siblings.
Life's too short. That's what my mum always says.
Yeah.
That's my little family mantra. Life's too short. Yeah, why argue with the people that brought you into the world, and why argue with people that you brought into the world?
Yeah,
no
I
point.
I still
life's
have,
too short, baby.
Yeah, I told you guys this last time. Last time, I don't feel really. My first couple of days with my family, I don't feel really part of my family, which I'll probably report the same thing when I go to the beach in July. But that doesn't mean I don't have good relationships. I have much better relationships with my family now than I have.
As long as you talk, that's all that matters.
Yes.
So, you know, as long as there's no hardship,
nope.
That's all that matters.
Nope.
So,
we all love each other no matter what we are.
Exactly. So life's too short, guys. I know some people that listen have got I don't talk to my brother. Oh, I don't talk to my sister.
Yeah, Charlie.
Honestly, whatever happened, I bet you 100 quid to anyone that whenever that other person dies, you'll regret it. So
yeah,
don't worry about it. Life's too short. You're only here once, and you are only here once.
Yep.
So fucking live it. It don't matter.
Talk to your sister, Charlie.
Like me and little Wayne, we had a little argument, didn't we, this week?
Well, I don't know if you had an argument. He yelled at you, and that was pretty much
about it. He yelled at me, but he had a little yell at me, and that's fine. Life's too short. Yep. He thinks I'm annoyed with him, and I'm not. Life's too short for that shit, you know? He's my little buddy. I love him. Life's too short.
We do love some Wayne, don't we?
We do. You know, I can't.
Number four, stop going out in the sun without sunblock on. Ant.
Fuck yeah. What do you mean? Me?
I don't know.
I live in Britain. I don't get no sun.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
Well, yeah, you do need to put sun. My mum had skin cancer.
Yeah, I've got a couple patches. And
it is quite scary, you know, when your mum gets cancer.
My dad had skin cancer. He had to get a couple spots removed from his face because he used to surf every day, twice a day. He used to surf before he went to high school and after he got off high school for 8 hours a day every day, and he got sun cancer because of it. Yeah. He's not dead, guys. Don't worry. He's not dead. He got it removed, but he's got a piece of butt on his face, which is funny.
The thing is, once you get skin cancer, you're prone to other cancers as well.
That's
so
true.
You got to, you know, you look after yourselves.
Exercise regularly. Take a walk, fuckers. Go on, take a walk. No, right?
I can't bother.
Yeah. You sound like Ant now.
I'm bothered.
Can't be bothered. Number six, start saving money, even if it's just a tiny bit. Save money. I know it's boring and trite and unsexy suggestion, but it's true. In your 30s, the average person has a lot of disposable income, some of which can almost always be set aside for later in life. Plus, building the habit of saving money early means you can continue to further down the line. Yes, I have.
The person that wrote this clearly doesn't have two kids.
No, I've almost started doing all of this.
I've got two kids, mate.
Exercise.
I've got no money.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if you have kids, it's hard. I stopped smoking. I'm trying to stop eating crap, although pizza is my number one.
Eat as much shit as you
maintain
want.
Maintain a repair relationship with my siblings. I stopped going out in the sun without sunblock. I exercise regularly now, which is weird. And I started saving money. I have a great budget system now, and I'm working on starting saving money. It's fantastic. Kids are a little bit harder. When you have kids at 30, it's a little bit harder to save money. Learn to be content with what you have, Aunt.
Bollocks.
No
like way.
Why not?
What? Content is a horrible word.
Okay.
Never be content. That is one of the... Never say that
this
word.
Guy's,
in front
this
of
guy's holding up a sign that says, someone else is happy with less than what you have.
Yeah. there's a difference between happy and content. There's a difference.
All right, well, this is what they say, right?
I'm sorry. That's fucking nonsense.
Okay, well, hang on. Happiness is what matters for far more than worldly success, writes Quora user Robert Walker. If you are content with what you have, then you may be less likely to end up a millionaire, but you will have a happier life. And if you become a wealthy person, is no reason why not. You'll be more happy, fulfilled, and productive wealthy person.
Okay.
So he's saying, I would say content would probably be a bad example. He's saying, be happy, just be happy doing what you do. If you happen to become a millionaire.
Yeah, but happy isn't content.
It's true.
I don't think content is happy.
No.
And if everyone was just content with, oh, I've got this, there's people worse off than me.
So you're
do you know
saying
what would happen? We'd never progress as a human nature.
So you're saying content is paramount to complacency.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just like, oh, do I want that car? No, I'll keep content with my own.
Well, here you go. Here's number 8. Don't delay on pursuing your life goals. There you go. Does that fix what you just said?
Well, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, if everyone was content with what they want, we wouldn't progress as a culture and as a human race, would we? Scientists wouldn't create new things if we were just content with what we're doing. You've got to reach for the stars and grab them.
Yeah. If I was content, we wouldn't be talking right now. We would have never even known each other.
Exactly. You got to, you know, it's nonsense. That I didn't like that other one. But yeah, don't delay pushing your life goals.
Yeah, it says this, want to buy a house, have kids, write a book, get a second degree, advanced degree, change your career, learn to play a new music instrument, learn to cook gourmet meals, try scuba diving, run for public office, start a business, be self-employed, then start today, write.
It doesn't.
User
I mean,
Bill
it doesn't
Curran.
Have to be today. I mean, I've known there's been people, even famous billionaires, that didn't make their money till they were in their 40s. I mean, Jesus Christ, it's not absolute. You're 30. You've got to do it now. You'll never do it. I mean,
well, this is my thing. Okay, I'm not saying you're 30. You got to do it now. Do it. I'm saying do it because if you don't do it now, you're never gonna do it. That's my thing. Okay, just do it. Just fucking do it. Just do it. Whatever you want to do, just do it. Now, granted,
Nike ain't giving us money, mate. Shut up.
I have delayed going back to school for a long time, and I put in my application today. Okay, done. Going back, I need to go back to school. Going back to school. Done. I don't want my job anymore. Getting a different job. Going to try to get a different job. This is the things I need to do. But I delayed having a podcast for years, like 2 or 3 years, just because I was scared to do it. I didn't know what to do. Finally, I was just like, fuck it. Just do it. Just fucking do it. Just get up and do it. You know what I mean? That's what I
mean. So much money now. Just fucking do it. But, you know, don't do it when it's going to cost you financially and you've got things to, you know, you've got to do it sensibly. You got to put steps in sensibly, haven't you?
I say do it. Just do it. I'm going to put the next two together. 9 and 10 are get some sleep and take care of your teeth. No shit.
Well, yeah. But no, I was going back to the other one that you said about delaying your pushing goals.
Okay.
Because no, I wanted to say something about, they reckon, you were saying like do it before a certain amount of time. And they do reckon that if you don't do a bungee jump before you're 40, you'll never do one.
Oh, okay.
So like, I sort of see what you're saying. But yeah, get some sleep, take care of your teeth.
Yeah, get some sleep, take care of your teeth, do what you want to do. Collect memories instead of things.
I agree massively.
Yeah, you do.
To a certain extent, because your brain is better than pictures. I see everywhere I go, right? You're at a world event and you're standing there with your bullshit fucking phone taking a picture of it. So in 6 months' time, you can look at it again and go, oh, look what I did. Why don't you just close your eyes and fucking memorize it like they used to fucking 40 years ago, you bunch of wankers.
That brings me back. Well, my memory is shit. That's what I would say to that. My memory is shit to that. But this is brings me back to Tinder. You and I were having a conversation about Tinder on GroupMe.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. All these girls on Tinder have such awesome pictures on Tinder. Like they have these fantastic pictures.
Tinder? You keep saying Tinder.
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 You say it with an E.
Tinder.
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 It sounds like you're saying Tinder.
Can we let go of the way I say it and get to my point? Where all these chicks have been
just shut up
around the world and done these crazy things, and I always feel like I've never done anything.
Yeah, but they
why
that's
is it,
nonsense.
Why is it? I don't understand why I feel like I've never done anything, and like I don't know.
You don't know how they feel.
I've been to places. I've done things. I just don't have.
There you go. This you just answered your own.
I don't have pictures from it. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Man, I'm so happy that I'm glad that I traveled the world when I did.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what they're talking about. Do it. Do it now.
Well, I had to because
you did it.
I'd become along 2 years after.
Exactly.
So.
You did it. You did it, dude. You got to go and visit the world.
It was something I always wanted to. The reason I'd done it, I was with my ex and I wasn't very happy. And we just started, we was renting a home. And I thought, is this what I want? I was what? Fucking hell. 22, 23.
Is that what you want?
And I was just like, is this really what I want? And it wasn't really. I was very unhappy. She knew I was unhappy. And then she went off with someone else. I was like, yes. And straight away, I was like, the next day, I pretty much handed my notice in for work saying I'm traveling. I'm off. And I'd done it. And that's when I met Amy.
Yeah, so, I mean,
just fucking do it.
Yeah, just do it, man. Give something back. Give to others. You feel goodness of your service it brings. However, depends. You give, do it with your full heart, soul, and effort, expecting nothing in return.
Yeah, it's all relative. It depends who you're giving it to. I mean, don't give money to tramps.
Yeah, no.
Money to tramps on the street. Yeah, think that's your.
No. Go to a soup kitchen and feed people. So yeah. Something like that. Build a house for somebody. Stuff like
give
that.
Give to charity.
Yeah, give to charity.
Help a neighbor across the road.
You know, do your research. Like you guys, do your research into charities before you actually give to charities. Find out how much money that you donate goes to charities. Trust me, you'll be in.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to give something a little bit back, even if it is a little bit. As long as you feel that it is something, then it's something. You know?
I agree with half number 13. Be curious and do one thing that scares you every day. You can't do that one. You can't do one thing that scares you every day.
Nah, that's not feasible.
No, but be curious. Adventure. Go out and do stuff. Read a list.
I'd say if it feels right, do it.
Yeah, there you go.
If you want to wank off in public, do it. You might get arrested. Don't matter.
Don't matter. Do it. Number 14. Read at least 10 books a year. That's good. I like that one. That's good. I should do that. I don't read nearly enough. Yeah, I don't really nearly enough as I should.
I read newspapers, but it doesn't count.
I read articles. That doesn't count either.
Exactly, and nothing counts anymore. Yeah. What equates to reading? What? Why is me reading an article?
I think a book is. I think a book, because it takes you on a journey. It gives it, and it makes you be consistent about it. I think that's why they're talking about it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do understand it. I'm not really. The last book I proper read was a book by Carl Pilkington called "Happy Slapped by a Jellyfish," and I would recommend that book to anyone because it's fantastic. It's basically his diary of going on holidays. And if anyone knows Carl Pilkington, then you know what sort of an idiot he is. And it's absolutely fantastic. Wayne. I recommend that book.
Travel as much as possible whenever you can.
Fuck yeah! Honestly, it's a very true saying. Traveling broadens the mind.
Now, I tried this for about 5 minutes, but I want to do this. Number 16, learn to meditate.
Nah.
Those are beliefs. The list of benefits is endless. It only costs you a small amount of time a day. The change in your life and people you love will be amazing. And compared to 10 years ago, there are a long list of scientific studies to back it up.
Oh, yeah. There's always scientific studies to back anything
up.
That's what they said. I'm not gonna
disagree with that. I don't know about the scientific study or anything, but I want to learn how to meditate. I want to be quiet for 20 minutes a day and just.
Do you know what? I'd do it now.
Do you? What do you do?
I'll do it now. Yeah, I come home,
take a nap.
No, I don't take a nap. I just Amy gets the bath ready for Litlin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and while she's doing that, I go upstairs. And I go upstairs for like 20 minutes. I just lay on the bed for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you do
just
it
on my own. Yeah. Is that class as meditation?
That's meditation, buddy.
Well, yeah, I do it pretty much every day then.
That's meditation.
Yeah, and I honestly do feel better for it.
Yeah, I don't do that. There's not a point in my day where it's quiet. There's not a point in my day and I need to do that more often. Where I
you
always
do
have
that at home when you get home.
I need to. I should. Alone. Yeah, I should, but I don't. I should, but I don't know why I don't. I'm gonna start that tomorrow.
Honestly, if what I do is meditation, then I honestly do feel amazing for it every night. I just have that little 10 minutes just on my own, laying on the bed.
Yep.
It's actually really nice.
Trying to think about nothing, you just kind of relax and just
no, just not even thinking about anything. Nope. I just lay in the bed thinking of nothing.
Yeah, that's my problem. That's why I need a mantra because I can't stop my brain from thinking about stuff. So I need a mantra to focus on.
You need a hum.
Something like that. You do you. Number 17, do you. Stop comparing yourself to others. Trust me, the day your body starts to show a sign of wear and tear, you no longer see any fun at partying or trying to impress people around you. You need to start your path of self-discovery now and become stronger by the time you are 50. I agree with that. Absolutely. Do you. You do you.
I don't think that's something I'll ever do. I always compare myself to others.
Yeah, I know. I know you do.
Keep
a journal.
How do you know I do?
Because you always do.
Give me an example.
You always compare yourself to somebody or something. I can't give you an example. I'm not good at that. You know that. Keep a journal, Aunt. You can keep a journal? I'm not going to keep a journal.
Never kept a journal. Never will. I don't see the relevance of it. I don't see the relevance of it at all.
19. Become a homeowner.
Very important.
You think so?
Of course it is. It's the thing that you will leave behind.
What? That's the thing you'll leave behind? Kids aren't the thing you'll leave behind? The house you'll leave behind.
No, I mean for my kids.
Oh, for your kids. Yeah. Buy a house. Nearly be paid off by the time you're 50.
It's good. Yeah, right. Who fucking wrote this? If you buy a house when you're 30, which is what they're saying.
30-year mortgage. Be you're nearly not paid off.
Pay a house off by your 50.
No, this is nearly.
Not even nearly.
Yeah, you'd be only 10 years away.
Exactly. That's a fucking like a third away.
And the last one is probably the best one I think of that I think of. Take care of your friends.
I think you need to choose your friends wisely.
That's what this first thing says. Choose people who make you feel like you already are the best self, who challenge you by their example, and who genuinely enjoy you. Nurture them with laugh with them. Be silly to contribute to their survival, enjoyment of life, and take time each week to be in touch.
I don't think I see the people I really like often enough.
Enough? You don't talk to them enough?
No, I don't talk to them enough, and I don't see them enough. And that makes me sad, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't do that enough. But, you know, with this recent trip to the cabin, I think it's been, I really did. And that was a good, I mean, you saw what I called it. What did I call the invite on Facebook, Aunt?
I can't remember, mate.
Family trip to the cabin.
But
because you guys are my family.
The thing is, with like true friends, I could, like, I'm going to use an example of my friend Chris. Okay. The last time I saw Chris was New Year's Eve, and he came to my house New Year's Eve. Okay. Now, I haven't really, maybe on a text, on sort of Messenger, maybe now and again spoke to him. Out of the blue, a couple of days ago, he was like, let's go on holiday together. I was like, yeah, of course. So we're going to go on holiday together. And do you know what? When we meet, it'll be like, where's that 6 months gone? You know, it's like nothing, that time didn't exist when we were apart. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's what a true friend is.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got friends, but I've got very, very few true friends.
No, and I...
He's one of those.
I absolutely agree. And I think that when we meet each other for the first time, because eventually I guess we will meet each other, I think it's gonna be the same way.
Yeah, man. I look forward to talking to you and Wayne every week.
Yeah, exactly.
And I do. And that's what true friends do.
Absolutely. And it's not a big thing for me to go and not talk to, you know, a couple of my friends for a couple of days. You know, I'll text them every once in a while or whatever. I definitely need to talk to them more, like, because of that saying, you know, you can always talk to your friends more.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't talk to them less. I'll say that. Except for Wayne.
You know, we bust these balls, but we love him.
We do love him. He's such a lovable guy. All right, let's end this fucker, man. Any last parting words for this week? We ended on a little somber of a note, but that's fine.
Star Wars sucks.
You went off on that. By the way, guys, we talked about that for like 10 minutes outside the podcast. He's like really pissed at Star Wars.
I'm not pissed at Star Wars. I'm pissed at the overhyping of Star Wars. But anyway, Star Wars sucks. It's going to be St. George's Day this weekend, and then I'm on holiday. So we're hoping to record Get a Banker In, because I can't be away for number 25, can I, guys?
Yeah, we used all of our banks while I was gone.
So, yeah, number 25, we're going to be next week. So a little bit of a milestone. You can catch me at MC Vigilante and go to www.dsjmp.com. We've got some new blogs up there. I'm going to be adding one in the next couple of days.
Yeah, take pictures of your vacation, dude. Take pictures of those scary-ass fucking rides you're riding and that creepy thing.
Yeah.
Follow us on DSJMP.com, DSJMPCOM on Twitter. Email us at DSJMP.com@gmail.com. If you guys really want us to read something on the Cerebro Satire, let us know. Email it to us. Talk to
more
us.
More movie reviews. I need more movie advice.
Yeah, more everything. Please rate more us on everything. iTunes. There's a link below in the comment box. I want to thank you guys for listening. Appreciate that. And want to
thank everyone on Trending Topics as well for their love and support as well.
Say bye, Ant.
Yeah. Bye.
Now the working classes are obsolete. They are surplus to society's needs. So let them all kill each other and get it made overseas. That's the word, don't you know, from the guys that's running the show. Let's be perfectly clear, boys and girls. Oh, cunts are still running the world. Cunts are still running the world.
Girls.